Tzaharayim tovim, rabotai, erev Shabbat shalom. In this week's parasha, there's a famous pasuk that is nidrash by many, many mefarshim. Many songs have been written about it. The Torah tells us, "Lo b'shamayim hilemor mi'alelanu ha'shamayim avikachealanu v'yashmi'enu otav na'asenna v'lo me'ev l'yam hi." The Torah keeps on saying, it's not far from you, it's not in the sky, it's not across the sea. And the Torah ends off and says, Ki karov elecha davar me'od b'ficha v'ilvavecha la'asoto. It's very close to you, this matter. It's in your hearts, in your mouths and in your hearts to do it. Now it sounds very nice, but the Torah just left out one detail, which is, what is this? When the Torah speaks about this davar, this matter, what is it? Famous machloket between Rashi and the Ramban. The Rashi HaKadosh understands the Pasuk Kefi Pshuto, which is really a follow-up of what the Torah was speaking about beforehand, the Torah. Rashi HaKadosh even says, to the extent, why does the Torah say, Lo b'shamayim hi, lemor mi alelanu ha'shamayim ha? Says Rashi, if the Torah was in the sky and was inaccessible, we would be obligated to find ways, we'd be obligated to take rocket ships and whatever to find a way to get there. But thankfully, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did us a favor and made it so accessible, it's even more than accessible in that it's already in your heart. All you need to do is unlock it. It's already there. HaKadosh Baruch Hu programmed us with the will to do the Torah mitzvot. The Ramban, on the other hand, disagrees with Rashi and he says, no, the Ramban in his count of Tarayag mitzvot counts this mitzvah of ki karov elecha davar meod b'ficha v'ilvavcha la'asoto. He refers to mitzvat aseh lashuv b'tshuva. He says, this is a reference, that's another reason why Parashat Nitzavim is always read during Chodesh Elul, because this mitzvah is a reference to teshuva, a person sinned, it's a mitzvah to come clean before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not just a way to remove the sin, but it's actually a mitzvah to be performed, according to the Ramban. It's interesting, person can only... There's a few mitzvot in the Torah, it's called Lav Hanitak La'aseh. There's a few mitzvot in the Torah that cannot be performed unless you do an Avera first. You know that? Don't get any ideas, you shouldn't do that. But for instance, one of the mitzvot in the Torah is Ve'eshiv et ha-gezela asher gazal. Right? In order to do mitzvah of returning a stolen object, what do you have to do? To steal it first. The Torah says by Korban Pesach, Lo totiru mimenu ad boker, don't leave over. Yeah? If it's left over, then you burn it. That's called lava nitak la'aseh. According to the Ramban, mitzvah tshuva is mitzvah lava nitak la'aseh. You have to do a sin. And no, you're not. In order to do tshuva, you'd have to do a sin to be chozer b'tshuva. Now don't get any bright ideas. Oh, I want to be mekayim mitzvah tshuva, so I'll go do an avera. That's obviously asur. But if a person inevitably does some sort of avera, the Ramban says that it's a person has to come clear. And the very... long discussion of the Sichot Musar on this topic, and he writes that if, whether it's Torah or Tshuva, whatever it is, yeah. Yeah, Tshuva, mitzvah Tshuva. Now, why is it, whether it's Torah or Tshuva, if these things are so close, why is it that we find it so difficult to connect the Torah, to connect the Tshuva? It's, we're always pushing it off, we're always procrastinating, even when we do it, it's, you know, many times it's half-hearted. Why is it so difficult to tap into these infinite reservoirs of connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu if HaKadosh Baruch Hu really programmed it into our neshama? And Rav Chaim Shmulevitz says a very interesting yesod, mashu chashuv me'od, and he writes that it's what he calls tardemata ergel. We're kind of sleepwalking as a result of our, you know, we get used to something, routine. Routine is important in life, but it's also one of the biggest impediments to Avodat Hashem as well. Because when a person's excited, when you're feeling something, you act totally differently. Think back to your bar mitzvah the first time you put on tefillin. How'd you feel? Whoa, mamash. Super excitement. And then what? At a certain point, for most people, it wears off. It's unfortunate, but it wears off. We have the greatest gift imaginable in the entire world, which is Torah, Tshuva, the ability. Think about Tshuva for a second. the ability to turn back the clock, the ability to completely wipe away something terrible that you've done. It's illogical, makes no sense, and it's purely a gift of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chesed. So why is it so hard for us to do it? Answer, because we get so bogged down and used to our lives, routines, you know, just kind of rolling aimlessly through life, that connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu kind of gets put on the back burner and frozen as well. And he says that we have to remember that you don't have to work so hard for it. It's inside. All you need to do is unlock that potential, unlock that, you know, that kedusha, that chelek Eloah mima'al, that godliness that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us with. And when you do that, the floodgates open and that natural connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is apparent. Rabotai, it's been a pleasure. Have a wonderful week. Wonderful Shabbat, I'm sorry. It's been a wonderful week, and we'll see you Bezat Hashem on Sunday. Sunday is a day. Okay, remember that. Sunday is a day. Kol Tov.